And now we're joined by Senator Barbara Boxer, Democrat of California. She joins us from her home in Rancho Mirage. Thanks for being with us.
Happy to be with you.
Senator Boxer, the Democrats are going to have the slimmest of majorities in the Senate, 51 to 49. It sounds like it could be a recipe for gridlock. What do you do to keep that from happening?
Well, you know, there hasn't really been an overwhelming number of senators from either party. In order to really totally control what happens in the Senate, you need 60. So nobody's really had that in a very long time. And there are ways to work together through the committee process, and there are ways to coax people to join you, because we did have an election, and the election signal changed, and people are going to face the voters, and they want to do the right thing. So I think the atmosphere, to me, I think it's set for actually getting some things done. And there may have to be compromises made, for sure. But when you have the House, which is in control of the Democrats, being able to send over legislation, it's really true that the Senate can't just pass it as is, because we don't have the 60 votes. But we can move in the right direction.
You sit on the Foreign Relations Committee, in particular on Iraqi policy. What shifts in that policy would you like to see?
Well, I have said for a very long time, since I voted against going to war in the first place, that the answer here is a political solution. And I think with Senator Biden now chair of the committee, he has, of course, come forward with a political solution that deserves our respect and attention. We also will have the bipartisan group coming forward with Lee Hamilton and James Baker, and I think you put that in the mix, I think we'll have some ideas here that can break the devastating cycle of violence over there.
And in terms of troop withdrawals, what would you like to see?
Well, I have also said we should start troop withdrawals, and actually many members of the Senate, a vast majority, voted for that, to start bringing the troops back, redeploying them elsewhere, because the troops themselves, as our own intelligence people have told us, are fueling the insurgency. So why would we keep the troops there when, in fact, they're fueling the insurgency, and 60% of the Iraqi people say it's okay to shoot an American soldier?
President Bush yesterday said he did hope to find common ground on Iraq, but he also said if the goal is get out now regardless, then it's going to be hard to work together. It does sound like there's a pretty big gap between what you're saying there.
Well, of course there's a pretty big gap, and of course there was a pretty big election. So I say to the president, you've got to listen to the American people. This isn't about you. This is about our soldiers who are over there already this month, November, after we've been there longer than we've been in the European theater in World War II. We're having our soldiers knocked off every single day, an average of 3 a day. This is a recipe for disaster. So, of course, we have to figure out a political solution and get out of Iraq.
Senator Boxer, thanks very much.
Sure.
Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer of California.